这段时间我们一直是在思想约翰福音第八章。
For the past few months, we've been studying the book of John, and the past few weeks, we've been studying the book, specifically the chapter 8 of the book of John.
今天我们读的约翰福音第八章那个31节到36节，这段经文是非常的精彩。
The scripture reading that we have this morning taken from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 to 36. They are really packed with God-filled meanings.
很多不信主的朋友，他都知道第32节，说你们不晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
For many unbelieving friends, they are familiar with verse 32, which says,And you all know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
你们知道，在美国有一个教会的一个机构，叫做青年会 YWCA 和 NYCA.
That we all know that there is this Christian organization in the United States, which is the Young Men's
YWCA.
YMCA, right? Yeah, okay. YM or YWCA, men and women.
这是一个全球性的一个教会机构。
It's a really a global organization.
在中国当然也有这样的一个机构。
And even exists in China.
那么这个叫做基督教青年会，他们就以这段经文为他们的会训。
So, the YMCA, this is really, this is a mission statement for YMCA.
用中文来表达，特别是用中国的古文来翻译这些经文，那就更美了。他怎么说呢？就叫做耳是真理，真理是耳，那个耳是那个你哈，你认识那个诗，你是真理，那么真理是耳，那个诗就是释放的诗。
So if you try to express this passage in Chinese, it's quite beautiful. It says you receive the truth and the truth sets you free.
Yes. Okay.
In Chinese.
这个是很难翻译，这个中国的这个古典文字啊，实在是精彩。那么主耶稣在讲这段话的时候，是对那些信他的犹太人说的。
So when this passage Jesus was speaking it to the believing Jews.
但这些犹太人呢，他的信仰相当的肤浅。
However, for these believing Jews, the faith is still shallow in their hearts.
他可能相信耶稣有能力施行神迹，或者是耶稣的某一段教导非常精彩。
They may believe that Jesus has ability to perform miracles, or they really appreciate how good his sermons are.
但是他们根本不知道耶稣究竟是谁，来干什么。
But they did not know who he is and the reason why he came to the world.
所以当耶稣讲了一句话，耶稣说：“你们不晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。”他们很反感这句话。
This is why when Jesus spoke to them that you will know the truth and the truth will set you free, that it was offensive to the Jews.
他为什么觉得反感呢？他们想，你说真理让我们得以自由，难道我们不自由吗？难道我们是奴隶吗？
Why were they offended? Because they were thinking, why did you think that we need such freedom? Were we not free?
所以在下面就有了第33节，他们说我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，我们从来没有成为人家的奴隶，你怎么讲这种话呢？我们不是人家的奴隶。
That's why verse 32 prompted verse 33, where the Jews answered him, we are offsprings of Abraham and we have never been enslaved to anyone. So how is it that you say you will become free?
犹太人讲这句话一半真一半假。
So there is half truth and half falsehood in what the Jews have spoken.
犹太人这个国家很小，常常成为那些周围啊那些强大帝国的殖民地。你们要先成为埃及的殖民地，然后呢又是这个叙利亚，然后又是巴比伦，又是希腊，又是罗马的殖民地。
So because Israel is a very small kingdom, so throughout the history of Israeli history, they have been colonized by many bigger or greater nations. There had been the Egypt and Syria, and then later on the Babylonian came, and then also following that, there's also the Romans.
所以当他们讲这句话的时候说我们从来没有成为人家的奴隶，那这是不真。但是有一点是真的，犹太人虽然在外面受到逼得力强那大帝国的统治，但他们内心从来都不顺服。
So it's not entirely true for what they said that we've never been enslaved to anyone. However, that there is truth that even during the time of enslavement or colonization, their hearts never submitted to these great empires.
我们是上帝的选民，我们是自由的。尽管你能征服我的肉体，你不能征服我的信仰。
For them, they are God's elect.And even though their bodies may be enslaved by these great emperors, however, their spirits are free and they belong to the Lord.
所以这个小小的国家几千年来，在世界各地啊被抛来抛去，受尽折磨，受尽苦难，受尽迫害，但仍然保持他的信仰。
And this is why, for such a tiny nation, even though for centuries it has been tossed around, sent into exile to different places in the world, and yet in their hearts they remain true and independent to the Lord.
你可以征服我的身体，但是你不可以征服我的灵魂，征服我的信仰。
That you could conquer my body, and yet you cannot conquer my beliefs and my faith.
但是犹太人在这个地方和所有的人一样，他犯了一个错误，他不知道什么是。真正的自由。
However, they make one mistake that is common to all, which is that they do not understand what is the true liberty.
就问现在的人，你问你左右的人，什么是自由？可能没有一个人能讲得清楚。
If you ask the people sit around you, what is freedom? What is liberty? Perhaps no one can answer you the question.
而你常常我们对自由有一个误解。
And very often we concur a misunderstanding of what freedom is.
我们只想到自由就是我想做什么就做什么。
We think of freedom as the freedom to do whatever we wish to do.
我们看不到人内在有一个大的暴君在控制人，在奴役人。
But we fail to see that internally there is tyranny within our hearts that enslaves us.
所以耶稣就告诉我们，每个人的内心。都是不自由的。
So Jesus tells us that deep down internally we are not free.
耶稣讲人人都是罪的奴仆。
He says that we are all slaves to sin.
我们在美国啊，这是一个自由的社会，自由的国家。
We know that in the United States it's a free country.
你们知道在美国的这个独立宣言里头第二段呢？他就讲了一句话，他说造物主神呐、啊，造物主上帝给人人都有不可剥夺的权利，其中就包括追求生命的权利，追求自由的权利和追求幸福的权利。这个独立宣言。
So we know that in the Declaration of Liberty, freedom,
independence.
嗯，
它里面讲人人都是。有上帝给我们不可剥夺的权利。
Oh, it says that that each person is given an intrinsic freedom that God has bestowed upon us.
这些自由包括追求生命的自由。
Which include the freedom of life.
包括追求，它包括就是 life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
Sorry.
在这个国家，你们有政治的自由。也可以表达自己不同的政治看法。
In this country, you have the freedom to express your thoughts, your opinions.
你可以享受经济上的自由。
You have financial freedom.
你可以享受自由敬拜上帝的自由。
You have the freedom to of religion.
我告诉弟兄姐妹啊，所有你享受的这些自由，都是跟基督的福音有关的。
And I can tell you frankly that all these freedom we enjoy in this country, they all have to do with faith in Jesus.
政治自由、经济自由、信仰自由，这些自由都是福音产生的果实，不是福音的本质。
Whether it is financial freedom or religious freedom or political freedom, they are all byproducts of the Christian faith.
如果没有福音，没有基督的福音，我想西方也不可能有这样的自由。
Without the gospel, such freedom would not exist in the West.
所以我们基督徒非常珍惜这些自由。
Therefore, as Christians, we really cherish such freedom that has been bestowed upon us.
我们珍惜政治自由，珍惜经济自由，我们也珍惜 信仰自由。
We cherish our financial freedom and our political freedom, but especially above all our religious freedom.
但是主耶稣在这儿让你看得更深一点。
But Jesus asks us to go a little, delve a little bit deeper.
是的，你是自由的，你的身体是自由的。
He says, yes, you are free and your body is free.
但是你不是真正自由的。
But you are not truly free.
无论你是美国人还是中国人。
Whether you're American or Chinese.
无论你是受过教育的人还没有受过教育的人。
Whether you're educated or not.
无论你是有权势的人还是一般的平民百姓。
Whether you are a person of authority or you are just a common.
如果你好好看看你的内心，你会发现你不是自由的。
And yet, if you look deep down into your heart, you know that you're not free.
你看看那些为自由大声疾呼的人，他们往往成为自己邪恶本性的奴隶。
For those who claim that they are free, they are a slave to their inner self.
你看，有些人为了国家哈，伟大的人为了国家的自由、民族的自由，把自己的生命置之度外。可是这些人往往成为什么呢？成为自己脾气的奴隶。成为情欲的奴隶，成为权力的奴隶。
For many great men in the history of humanity, they might have given up their life for their cause, for their country, for their nations, and yet, very often they are slave to their own temperament, to their own desires, their ambitions, or their lusts.
你看看我们周围，再看看整个历史，那些有权有势的人，他统治别人。他比那些被统治者有更多的自由。
If we look around, people that in even our present day history, those authoritarians, they might have more freedom than those whom they rule.
但是如果你更深的看一点，看他们的灵魂，你就发现他们是权力的奴隶，是金钱的奴隶，是虚荣的奴隶，是野心的奴隶，是奢侈的奴隶，是谎言的奴隶。是放纵自己情欲的奴隶。
However, if you look a little deeper into their soul, you'll find that they are slave of their own power, slave of power of ambition, of their self indulgence, and many other things.
弟兄姐妹，如果你读过旧约，你就知道，扫罗是国王，扫罗是不是自由的？是自由的。可是扫罗又是什么？是个奴隶。他是什么奴隶？他是自己嫉妒的奴隶，是恐惧的奴隶。
And someone that we are familiar with in the Old Testament, King Saul, he's a king and he's free, and yet he's slave to fear and slave to jealousy.
他嫉妒大卫，他怕大卫存在对他的权力构成威胁，所以他心中充满了恐惧。他不是自由的。
He is jealous of David, and he is constantly aware of the threat to his throne by having David around. So there is always constant fear in his heart.
所罗门是不是自由的？
Is King Solomon a free man?
他有智慧，有权力，但是他不是自由的。
He had wisdom, he had power, and yet he was not free.
你知道他成为国王以后，他的生活非常的奢侈啊！他造到自己的宫殿比上帝的圣殿要大。他自己的兵分超过千人以上。
We know that after he became a king, he had a very luxurious life. His palace was even more glorious than the temple of God, and he had thousands of concubines and wives.
结果所罗门成为情欲的奴隶，成为虚荣的奴隶。
And he became a slave to his lusts and to vain glory.
所以我们看到历史上，就是那些伟大的人，似乎是自由的。但是你看看他们内心，他们是奴隶。
So look at these great men in the history of humanity. Were they not free? And yet, were they not slaves?
如果再看到我们周围一般的人，同样发现人不是自由的。
And even just looking around, around the people, looking at the people around us, the commoners, they are not free.
我认识一个人，他的手指被占掉一半。
I've known someone whose finger, he lost one segment of his finger.
为什么？
Why?
他喜欢打麻将。
Because he's obsessed with playing 麻将。
一打就是通宵。
And when he started, he couldn't stop. He put all nighters for playing 麻将。
每次打完麻将回来以后，太太会跟他吵架。
And every time after playing 麻将, he came home and he would have a quarrel with his wife.
他发誓不打了，可是不行。
He swore that he would never play again, but he couldn't stop.
后来只好把自己的手指切断，表示下定决心，从此不打。
So just to show how determined he is to stop, that he cut off his own finger.
结果还是去打。
But he continued.
我们可能不是权力的奴隶，可能我们是电视的奴隶，是电脑网络的奴隶，是事情的奴隶，是自己事业的奴隶，可能是自己野心的奴隶。
We may not be slaves to power or authority, and yet we could be a slave to TV, to the internet, to our own to lusts, to our own ambitions, even dreams.
如果我们再看得深一点，人人都是死亡的奴隶。
And if we go even a bit deeper, every one of us are slaves to death.
我们知道死亡是个捆绑，可是没有一个人摆脱死亡的捆绑。
We know that death is an entrapment, and yet no one can avoid it.
所以主耶稣说，神的儿子让你得自由，你就真的得自由了。
And this is why Jesus says, if the Son of God sets you free, then you are truly free.
如果弟兄姐妹回去读罗马书哈，第七章是四节到二十五节的话。
If you would read the book of Romans,
第七章是四节到二十五节。
Chapter 7,
从十四节到二十五节。
14-25.
保罗在这段经文里啊，他自己说，他我就是一个奴隶，我是罪的奴隶，罪住在我的里头。
And even Paul says that he acknowledged that he is a slave. He's slave to sin, and sin dwells within him.
他说一个人呐、被罪捆绑以后啊。他的理性，他的意志，他的情感都不自由。
And he says that once you are a slave to sin, whether it's your rationality or your emotions, your feelings, or your reasonings, none of these are free anymore.
保罗讲说，我所说的，我自己不明白。
For he says, I do not understand what I do.
什么都不明白，我不懂，我不理解，我为什么这样做？可是我不懂，我还是做了。
What does he mean that I do not know? It means that he does not understand what he did, and yet he still did it.
好像自己大脑没有了，自己判断能力没有了，好像后面有个强大的黑暗势力抓住了他，他不自由了。
It's almost that he had lost himself.His ability to judge and his ability to do, and there is something dark and deep behind him and within him that compelled him to do what he did not want to do.
有时候我看到国内的一些新闻呢，发现有些贪官，有些人被抓住以后要判他死刑，或者是判他终身监禁的时候，他怎么说？哎呀，我不知道，我真糊涂啊！我怎么也没有做呢？那时候我做的这么糊涂啊？哎，就是糊涂，就是不明白你为什么这样做。我不明白的时候。我竟然做了。
And very often, if you hear about news from mainland China, there are corrupt officials who were caught for their criminal behavior. And before they were being prosecuted, and they said, "Oh, how foolish I was! Why did I even do such a thing?" And that was foolishness. And yet they couldn't control themselves to make the right judgment. And this is sin.
这些人是什么人？都是受过很好教育的人，都是大脑极聪明的人。可为什么说我所做的我不明白呢？我不知道我为什么那样做呢
？Who were these people? They were highly educated, very intelligent people. So why was it that they were saying that how I was foolish? I did not know what I was doing.
保罗又说，我所愿意的，我并不做。
And Paul also says that the things I wanted to do, I could not do.
我喜欢做，我要做，我想做，可是我做不出来。我要爱人，可我爱不出来。
I wanted to do it. This is a thing that I desire and long to do, and yet I couldn't do it. I wanted to love, I couldn't love.
我要赦免别人，我知道赦免是对的，可是我不能赦免。
I wanted to forgive. I knew that it's the right thing to do, but I couldn't do it.
我知道要真诚，可是我真诚不起来。
I wanted to be truthful, but I couldn't be honest.
在我们家庭生活中，你可能发生同样的问题。
We may even encounter similar problems in our day-to-day family life.
不要再打冷战了，打冷战。伤害身体，伤害自己的心灵，伤害夫妻的感情，可是冷战还是继续。
Stop the quarreling, the cold wars that you persist between you and your husband or wife. you know that it is harmful for your marriage, it is harmful for your health, for your mental health, and yet you couldn't stop.
不要再讲那些刻薄的话了，伤害对方。可是不知道怎么样，不知道怎么回事，刻薄的话还是出口了。
Stop saying these cruel words that can hurt each other, and yet these words continue to come.
保罗说：“我所愿意的，我做不出来。”
Paul says, "The things I wanted to do, I can't. I couldn't do. I could not do."
为什么后面有一个东西在捆绑你
？Why? Because you are enslaved.
保罗讲了一句话说：“我所恨恶的，我倒去做。”
And you, then Paul says, "The things I hated to do, that I do."
你知道这个是不对的，可是不知道为什么又去做了。
The things that you knew were wrong to do, and you somehow you still did it.
你不想撒谎，可是谎言从嘴巴就是溜出来了。
You didn't want to lie, and yet lying words came out of your mouth.
我知道有些人他自己都看不起自己，知道这个事情做下去真的是伤受自己的尊严，可是长叹一声，身不由己啊，然后又继续做。
That there, I knew that there are many people that they're fully aware of the consequence of their action and how it was wrong, and that they even pour contempt upon themselves for doing such a thing. And yet, the only thing they could do is sigh and do it because they said, well, you know, there is no other choice, there's no alternatives.
在美国，你们知道，每年用于这个减肥的钱呢，上百亿啊。
That we know that each year Americans spend billions of dollars on ways to get on diet.
每次肚子吃饱了，就发誓我下一次再也不吃了。
And every time when they binge and they have full stomach, they swore that they would not do it again next time. And yet, you know, they go for the food again.
可是，一旦肚子不饿了，一旦饿了，那个誓言，那个决心，就消失了。
All the determinations were gone once their stomach is everything has been digested in their stomach.
这是为什么好多减肥的人是屡战屡败，屡败屡战。
And this is why for many dieters it's such a failures, continuous failures.
你可能很自信，我怎么是这样的人？耶，你就是这样的人。
And for many of them, they question, how could I be such a person? And yet, this is who we are.
你知道，人是在被捆绑之中。
That's because as humans, we are enslaved.
你外在是自由的，你内在不自由。
Externally, you are free, and internally, you are slave.
所以保罗说，我真苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的肉体呢？但感谢主，在耶稣基督里头，我都自由了。这是在罗马书第一章24节、25节。罗马书第七章24节25节。
And this is why Paul exclaimed, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?"
主耶稣说，神的儿子让你得自由，又真的得自由了。
Jesus says, "When the Son of God sets you free, you are free indeed."
请大家注意，这是一个真自由，不是假的自由，不是仅仅是外在的自由。
Please take notice on the emphasis of this word, indeed.
我知道武汉有一个姐妹啊，她在没有信主之前是个相当优秀的一个女孩子，所以高级白领，挣了不少钱，但是觉得生活没有意义，所以她吸毒了。
I knew of a girl from Wuhan, and before she came to know the Lord, she as a person she's really excellent and accomplished. She had a great job and she was able to she made a lot of money, and yet life to her was meaningless, and she acquired the habit of becoming addicted to drugs.
他吸毒，每次吸过毒以后又很后悔，可后悔以后又去吸毒，后面有人黑暗的势力抓住他，他母亲父亲劝他不要吸毒，他恨自己的父亲和母亲，到最后的时候他说，我恨不得我们全家人都死光。
And despite the great remorse in her heart each time after she used a drug, she couldn't stop and she continued on. And even she began to hate her parents after they repeatedly trying to talk her out of using her drug habits, to a point that she said, I hate my family so much that I wish everyone in my family is dead.
如果家人都死光了，没有人管她，她就自由了。
because she believed that if everyone around her, in her, if everyone in her family were dead, then no one would tell her what to do anymore, and she'd be free.
你知道吸毒的人是要钱的，钱光了怎么办？就去卖淫。
You know that drug addicts, they need the money to acquire the drug. So when they spend all the money, what do?
父母为他。
Then for many girls, they commit themselves to prostitution.
父母为他流尽了眼泪，最后没有办法，后来把女儿带到教会，在教会当中一场赞美诗的时候，感谢主，这个女孩子泪水啊满面，觉得有一种是自然的超自然的力量进入她的内心，但是感谢主，她真的改变了。后来她写了一个见证，说我以前是白魔的，白是魔鬼的奴仆，但主释放了我。
And after many attempts, and the desperate parents brought her to church, and thanks be to the Lord, when the girl sat down and when she began to sing, start to sing the hymns, her face was filled with tears, and she eventually in her sharing she said.Before I was enslaved by this white devil, and now the Lord has set me free.
你知道神怎么让你自由？神的儿子怎么让你自由？哥林多后书第三章十七节，咱们说，主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
And how do you know how the Son of God sets you free? In the Second Corinthians chapter 3, the scripture says.Jesus is spirit, and where the spirit is, there is freedom.
圣灵进到我们里头，他首先拦阻你，不做那些不该做的事情。
When the Holy Spirit enters your heart, the first thing he does is to stop you from committing the things that you ought not to do.
如果你正是主的门徒，圣灵在你里头告诉你说：“哎，不要这么做。”他拦阻你。
If you are truly a disciple of Christ.The Holy Spirit in you will halt you before you commit something that you should not do.
但很多时候我们消灭圣灵的感动，圣灵在你感动很强烈的时候，你不想听，所以第一次感动很强烈，你不听，所以第二次感动就减弱一点，第二次感动还不听，第三次感动更弱一点，第三次还不听，到最后，圣灵的感动就没有了。
But very often we quench the Holy Spirit.When the Spirit moves our heart the first time, we do not listen, and then it becomes weakened. It's weakened. The second time, we do not listen, and third time, we do not listen, and eventually, we quench the Holy Spirit.
So, 圣灵在你里头拦阻你不做那些不该做的事情，同时圣灵在你里头给你力量，让你做那些你该做的事情。
So it is the Holy Spirit who stops you from doing the things you should not do, and it is also the Holy Spirit gives you power to do the things that you should be doing.
你知道我想赦免别人，可是你没有力量赦免别人。
You know that when you say you want to forgive someone, and you do not have the power or the desire to forgive someone.
当你不能赦免别人的时候，那个仇恨，那个苦毒，那就是捆绑，就把你的内心自由全都掏走。
And when you cannot forgive someone, the malice and the bitterness inside of you, they enslave you.
你说主啊，我想赦免，可是我赦免不出来。
And you cry out to the Lord, say, God, I want to forgive, but I couldn't.
你遇到神的面前来，求圣灵给你力量，让你能赦免别人。
Have you come before the Lord, before God's throne, and ask the Holy Spirit to empower you to forgive?
主的灵在哪里，哪里就有自由。圣灵在你里头，要帮助你。做那些该做的事情。
Where the Spirit is, there is freedom. If the Holy Spirit is in you, He will help you to do what you ought to do.
但是你要明白一个道理，耶稣讲的，凡是遵行我的道的人，才是我的真门徒。真门徒才真认识真理，真是真理，真理才让你得以自由。
Jesus says that if you obey my commandments, then you are my disciples. And it's only when you are truly indeed the disciples of Christ, then you will know the truth. And it is when you know the truth, then you are truly free.
看到这样的问题吧，主耶稣说：“你们住在我里头，遵循我的道。遵循那个字啊，希腊文的意思就是说，你住在我的里头，待在我里头不走。意思就是我们每个人在神的道里头不离开，不是说今天蜻蜓点水，今天来一下。”明明就忘记了，那不叫做遵循主的道。遵循主的道是永远住在神的道中。这种人他认识真理，这种人正是主的门徒，是主的门徒就认识真理，真理 让你得自由。
For Jesus said, that whoever abides in me and obeys my commandment, that is my disciple. And the word abiding means that you stay there, you live there, every moment forever. It's not about this moment and sometime today and sometime tomorrow, but it is abiding continuously. And there's only way you're abiding there, living there, living in the Lord's word forever, then you come to know the truth. And it is only in the truth when, that's when you are indeed free.
有的时候我们知道我们外在是很不自由，尽管政治自由、经济自由、信仰自由，可是有的环境当中我们是不自由的。比如说我因为外在不自由嘛，所以我内在就受到捆绑了。
And we do acknowledge that even externally we are not free in every aspect. Perhaps sometimes we have political freedom or financial freedom, but then there are other things that we are not so free. And we can have excuses to say that, well, internally I am not so free because of these external constraints.
但是你看看保罗，保罗写腓立比书的时候，他是在监狱里头，他没有自由，但是他心中不是有苦毒，不是有恐惧，不是有抱怨，不是有仇恨，心中反而充满了喜乐，这是一种内在的自由。
But look at Apostle Paul when he wrote the book of Philippians. He was in prison. He is not free externally. His flesh is not free, and yet his spirit was free. There was no bitterness. There's no complaints. There is no fear of tomorrow. He was full of hope of what will come tomorrow, and that is true freedom.
我没有坐过牢，我不知道在牢中的感觉如何哈。我想大家也可以想象到，一个人在监牢当中。他会绝望的，他会埋怨的，他会仇恨的，他心中会充满着苦毒的，而且充满着恐惧的。但是保罗怎么说？我对死亡根本不在乎。他说啊，我情愿离开世界与基督同在，什么东西都不能捆绑他。所以在监狱当中的保罗写信给弟兄姐妹说，你们要喜乐，在主里头要大大的喜乐。
And I've never been in prison before, and I don't know how it would be like. But I knew many people who, after imprisonment, they become bitter, and they'd be full of bitterness and malice and complaints. And yet, look at Paul. He said, "For me, I'd rather part the world and to be with God. This is far better." And you see that even in that circumstances, he encouraged his sisters and brothers to rejoice always.
有时候有多使徒行传呢，你觉得奇妙。那些使徒们传福音的时候，被捆绑、坐监牢、被鞭打，圣经上说他们却是心里欢喜快乐。为什么？因为配得为主的名，配受这样的苦。那主是配得他受这样的苦。
And even look at, if we read the book of Acts, we see that there are many disciples. They faced great persecution during that time, the church building. And they were imprisoned, they were persecuted, and they were even persecuted to death. And yet their hearts were filled with joy. Why? Because they felt that such persecution made them worthy of the name of the Lord.
这个内在自由的秘诀在哪儿？主说，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
So what is the secret to this inner freedom? For the Lord says, where the Spirit is, there is freedom.
我知道在我们中间有些弟兄姐妹可能今天也是不大自由，比方说你身体疾病，你不能想做自己想做的，吃自己想吃的。
I know that many brothers and sisters among us today that you do not enjoy every freedom of this life that can offer to you. For many of us who may be sick right now, you cannot do the things you wanted to do or eat the things you wanted to eat.
我知道还有我们中间有些弟兄姐妹，你在试验室当中，在公司里头，在你的单位里头，甚至在家里头，你觉得不是自由。为什么？因为那个老板脸色不好，很刁蛮，或者家里头丈夫和先生他的脸色上没有笑容。
And I know maybe some of us, we do not have enjoy the freedom that we would like to have at our workplace or home because we have a difficult boss or a difficult spouse.
你说我外在没有自由啊，那个人我不想见他，见他我心中就没有喜乐，见他我心中就讨厌他，我恨不得他早早离开这个地方，最好他死了最好。
There sometimes we say, well, I couldn't enjoy freedom because such person, because when I see this person, I'm angry, I am bitter, and I really wish that he did not exist.
在基督里头啊， 神告诉我们先不要埋怨外在的环境不自由，你先要看自己我的里头有没有自由。
In Jesus, God commanded us not to first examine our external circumstances and to see what things have imprisoned us, but rather to look internally and reflect on the things that imprison us inside.
如果我们外在也没有自由，内在也没有自由，那我们就是个可怜的奴隶了。
If we are enslaved internally as well as externally, then we are truly enslaved.
你们知道在美国有一个出名的传道人叫 Charles Carson。
We know that there is a famous missionary in America. His name is Charles Carson.
他以前是在里根，不是在那个尼克松手下当高级顾问的。他后来因为水门事件，他被关进监牢。
He was an advisor to President Nixon, and due to the Watergate scandal, that he was sent to jail.
他在监狱里头，他成为一个基督徒。他出来以后。向监狱里的人在传福音，所以他成立了一个传福音的一个机构，就叫做这个 The Prison Fellowship。
While he was in jail, he became a Christian, and after he served his terms, he came out and he began to preach the gospel to fellow prisoners. And he even has this prison fellowship, which is it's a foundation.
他现在这个 Prison Fellowship 在世界上很多国家都有他的分支机构，就帮助那些犯人来到神的面前。他讲了一个故事是真实的。他说有一次他去巴西，在巴西有一个地方叫做 Humaita， 这个地方有个监狱。这个监狱呢，本来是由政府来管制的，后来这个 Christian Fellowship The Prison Fellowship 就接管这个监狱，来管理这个监狱。
So the Prison Fellowship branched out to many different nations, and there is one. This true story he shared one time is that when there is a prison in Humaita in Brazil, and the Prison Fellowship actually took over the management of this prison from the government.
他们用神的爱来对待这些犯人，尊重这些犯人。监狱整个监狱里有730个犯人，但是你们全职的工作人员只有两个。
And they, with God's love, they love these prisoners and they respected them. And of the all 730 inmates, there were only two people from the prison fellowship to manage this entire prison.
所有监狱里其他的工作，所有的事务都是由犯人们自己在做。比方他们打扫卫生、供应饭食，都是由犯人们自己在做。而且呢。让每个犯人都有一个属灵的 mentor， 我们叫属灵的老师来帮助他们、看顾他们。
And so the prisoners, the inmates actually took over, really took care of the prison, whether it's a cleaning or serving cafeteria. And for each prison, they were paired up with a Christian mentor.
所以进去以后，整个监狱也非常干净，犯人们脸上笑嘻嘻的。而且犯人们，你说什么是犯人？有些是杀人犯，有的是抢劫银行抢劫犯，还有些是什么毒品犯。那这些那个杀人犯的手上掌管就是监狱的钥匙，他去哪儿他给他开门，但是这些人都是在里头，从来没有说我要逃走。而且这个监狱的墙上都是写满了圣经的经文，而且每周常常有圣经读经的一些活动，有祷告的一些活动。
And it is really amazing when you walk into the prison. It is immaculate, clean, and everyone welcomes you with a smiley face. And yet, who are these people? They're murderers. They're robbers. They're drug smugglers. And yet, these people they all have access to the prison key. And yet, none of them attempted escapes. And you see when you walk in, you see Bible verses taped on the walls, and they have regular Bible studies and Lord's Day services.
你觉得这样的监狱是不是太奇妙了？而且这样的监狱惯犯或者叫二进宫的这些人，就是释放出去以后又回来的这样的犯人，只占整体犯人的4%一般人就四个人。才会重新回到监狱，那也就是说他们真的是被福音改变的。那么其他的监狱呢，回头的犯人多少？75%。
And isn't it really an amazing witness? And not only that, if you look at the returning rate, sort of people who left the prison and later on who came back for another crime, the rate of returning for this particular prison was 4%. Compared to other prisons, that rate can be as high as 75%.
所以他去监狱去看望这些犯人的时候，他要看一个你们说叫这个我们叫做关紧闭的那个房间，如果就没有窗户的，只是黑洞的那个小房子，对那些重刑犯人、余教不改的犯人，一般都是放在那个小房子里头关紧闭嘛。大家都知道，犯人最怕就这种刑法，所以呢，康斯就说：“我一定要去看看那个。”所以他帮他开门那个犯人呢，本来是一个凶杀犯、杀人犯的，就开钥匙。他说：“你一定要去看那儿吗？”他说：“我一定要看那儿。”所以他就带着他一块去看。他们真的要看吗？他说：“我一定要看。”
So one day when Carlson visited that prison, he talked to one of the inmates who was showing him around with keys to different parts of the prison, and he mentioned that I really want to see the sort of the punishment cell. This is a cell which doesn't have any windows or door. I mean, I guess there's door, but no windows. But it's really as a punishment for inmates who were not behaving. And so the inmate who were taking him and showing him around, giving him a tour in the prison, he said, "Do you really want to see that cell?" He said, "Yes, I really do." And so when they were walking, he kept asking, "Do you really want to see it?" He said, "Yes, I really do."
那个犯人帮他开门的那个凶杀犯就说，我们现在没有人住在里头，只有一个犯人，他一直关在里头，每天都关在里头，一直关在里头。
And the inmate said to him, "Well, really, no one among us is really using having locked in that cell. But there is one person. There is one person who's been in prison there, who has been locked in there, and he's been there for a long time now."
当那个犯人把那个大又重的大铁门打开以后，他发现里面是个挂在十字架上的耶稣在里头。
So when the inmate opened the heavy iron door or steel door, what he saw that was in the cell was Jesus Christ crucified on the cross.
因为耶稣在里头为我们被囚，担负我们的羞辱，所以我们才有了真言。
Because of Jesus who bore our sin and our shame, and because he's in prison for us,that we have our dignity and our freedom.
所以弟兄姐妹，有的时候外在环境可能是不自由，就像这些犯人在监狱里不自由，但是感谢主，基督释放了他们，他们里头有喜乐，住在监牢里头，他们脸上还有笑容，这就是一种内在的喜乐。
So very often that we may not be free externally, bound by circumstances, and yet because of Jesus, we have freedom within.Just like the prisoners, even though they live in the prison, and yet there's joy in their hearts.
我问弟兄姐妹，今天我们在做的每个基督徒，你已经是自由的了。你不单是外在是自由的，你内在也自由了。你得到自由以后，要问自己一个问题：我怎么使用这个自由？我用自由来做什么
？So, dear brothers and sisters.Today you are free. Externally you are free, and you are also free internally because of Jesus Christ, because of your faith. So let me ask you, what do you plan to do with your freedom and liberty?
在美国，我希望所有的我们年轻的弟兄姐妹也问自己：美国是一个 free society， 我用这自由做什么？我怎么能使用这个自由
？So as we are living in America, a free society, let's ask ourselves, what are we going to do with our freedom?
在美国，在西方人都知道，不自由无宁死，很多人都这么说的。但是有了自由，你做什么呢？你怎么使用这个自由呢？
We know that there is a Western saying that one would rather die than not to have freedom.
很多人说我是有自由了以后，我想干什么就干什么，我有时间我去看看电视啊。当然你可以看电视，但不让电视成为你的主人。你可以去找女朋友、找男朋友，但不要让性成为你的捆绑。你可以去爱这个、爱那个，但千万不要让罪在捆绑你，让你失去自由。
So yes, we have the freedom. We have a lot of time. We can watch TV and we can date. But do not let these things master over you. Do not let sex. Do not let I guess lack of discipline enslave your master over you.
在西方，包括在美国，有两种自由，或者两种形式的自由。一种自由叫做 freedom under God， 在上帝之下的自由。还有一种自由是什么呢？是 freedom without God。
So, in America, there are two forms of freedom: when is under God and when is without God.
今天在所有大学校园里头，特别我们中间有些姐妹弟兄马上要上大学了，我告诉你，你们大学的很多很多的教授，他追求的自由是后面这种自由，就没有上帝的那个自由，因为人想像上帝一样，想做什么就做什么，所以我叫他 freedom without God。
So for many of you, especially who are about to go off to universities, I can tell you that many of the professors that you will come in contact with, they prefer the latter form of freedom, which is freedom without God, because as men, we want to be like God, we want to do whatever we want to.
我可以告诉你，这种自由其实是一种捆绑，是一种毒药，毒化你的灵魂。
And I can tell you frankly that this is not freedom. This is actually an enslavement, a form of enslavement, and it is a poison to your soul.
你看那河水，河水在流淌的时候是不是自由？如果这洪河水一旦没有提案的话，这个河水的自由就变成了一种灾难。
Look at the rivers. When the river is flowing freely, yes, there is freedom. And however, without a bank keeping it in its course, then it will cause disasters.
前不久啊，在南京，他们有这个电视访谈节目啊，就请了一个中国，现在是相当有知名度的一个社会学家，去访谈他。这个人我知道，这个人他在 Pittsburgh 啊读了几年书，那回去以后，他的教授们给他的东西。他当然带回到中国去了。他们谈什么呢？谈婚外恋的问题，谈疫情的问题，谈热门的问题，谈同性恋的问题。像这些自由主义者们啊，基本的这个自由主义者们讲的东西，你大脑可以闭起来不听，你都知道他的答案是什么。什么都是可以的，婚外情是可以的，为什么？一男一女太单调了，杂交也是可以的，热门他那是不是不道德，是道德的，只要你自由就可以了。结果当场有个老人就站起来说，年轻人你听着，很有意思，老人家了，他把你的这个笔记本掏出来，我讲几句话你记住，这种自由会毁了你的。一个老人一个常识他就知道，但是一个绝对的自由主义者追求的是 freedom without God， 他就告诉你这样做，这样做的结果是什么，你可以想象结果是什么，乱伦也可以，同性恋也可以，婚外恋也可以，姻情也可以，一切是在自由的名义下去做。所以难怪西方人说，自由自由，多少人假汝之名而行。哦，对不起。
Alright, let me try to recapture. A while ago there was a talk show in Nanjing.And the talk show host interviewed this guy who returned from, he was a professor at Pittsburgh, and he returned to China. So during the interview, they discussed topics such as premarital sex, homosexuality, or extramarital affairs, and promiscuity in your dating relationships. And for that guy, everything is permissible because he says, we are free. It's a free country now. We're a different time and age, so we should enjoy our freedom. So when he kept on going on and on, and there's elderly man who stood up, he says, you know, young man, let me tell you something. Take down some notes. Let me tell you something. If you take your freedom and do all these things, you will destroy yourself.And so you can see that in someone who believes in absolute freedom without God, that everything is permissible. And yet we all know that there are consequences to these freedom, so-called freedom, that we want to claim for our own lives.
大家还记得我们上次讲俄国的那个托斯托耶夫斯基就讲过这样的话，没有上帝什么都是可以的，一切在自由的名义下，你做什么都是可以的。
So just as the Russian writer?
Yes.
Who said that without God everything is permissible?
所有的弟兄姐妹，我们问自己两个问题。第一个问题，我有真自由吗？第二个问题，我有了自由，做 做什么。我想我们今天中国的人，特别是中国大陆那些人，在寻求自己自由的时候，你问我自己有没有自由，第二个，你有了自由以后，你用自由来做什么。
So let me challenge you to ask two questions. Number one is, are you free? Do I have the freedom? And number two is that if I am free, what do you plan to do with your freedom?
圣经告诉我们，基督徒有了自由以后做两件事。第一件事情是在彼得前书第二章十六节，你们虽是自由的，却不可这个自由遮盖恶毒，总要做神的仆人。
We know that the Bible teaches two things that we ought to do with the freedom that God has given us. And the first thing is found in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 16. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as the cover up for evil, but living as servants of God.
圣经上在罗马书第六章告诉你，世界上只有两种仆人，没有一个百分之百像上帝那样自由的人，没有的，因为我们是上帝造的。一种仆人是罪的仆人，一种是上帝的仆人。你不成为上帝的仆人，你一定成为罪的仆人，没有中间路线可走。
And the book of Romans teaches that there are only two forms of slaves or bond servants. And one is a slave of sin or a slave of God. There is no middle ground.
上帝给你自由，在伊甸园当中说，什么树的果子你都可以吃，那是自由。但上帝说，自由一定有限度，分别三样树的果子你不可以吃，吃你要承受吃的代价，那是死亡。
And God has given us in the Garden of Eden. He says, you shall eat of any fruit of the fruits of any of these trees. And yet there is a commandment in the freedom that He has given us, which is do not eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
看看火车，火车是自由的，火车有铁轨。如果说火车说我想自由，不要这个铁轨，那火车就失去了它的自由。
So let's look at the train. When the train is in operation, it's free. It roams freely on the track. And yet if the train says, I want my own freedom, I want to go off the track, then there will be an accident.
上帝给你的自由是让你成为上帝的仆人，上帝成为你自由的目的，成为自由的目标，这样你知道我用自由来做什么。
God has bestowed upon you freedom so that you can become a servant of God and that God can be the purpose of your life.
有了自由，第二点我们要做什么？请大家看加拉太书第五章十三节，你们蒙召是自由的，只不可将你们自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
And what is the second goal of the freedom that we have been given? Let's look at the book of Galatians chapter 5:13. For you are called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
那是什么自由？如果你看看你的英文圣经怎么说的，在基督里我们要成为一个 become slaves to one another， 彼此成为奴隶。什么意思？彼此的服侍对方。
So what kind of freedom, what's the purpose of this freedom is that we can become slave to one another.
大家知道，从中国大陆来的人都知道，过去我们常常听说要成为人民的公仆，这个思想这个理念是非常可爱的，成为人民的仆人，那这是基督的教导啊。但是圣经上告诉你，除非你先成为上帝的仆人，否则你永远不会成为人的仆人。除非你这是侍奉上帝，你才有一个心智去帮助别人。
So for many of us who came from mainland China, we know that in communist, there is an ideal in communism is that you become a servant to the public. But we do know that unless we become a servant of God first, we cannot become a servant to each other.
你看看我们那些人民的公仆，今天已经变成人民的主人。
So look at those formerly so-called servants of the public. In fact, they have become the masters of the public.
他用自己手中的权力先温饱自己。
They use the authority that has been given them for their own benefits.
我们用自由来做什么呢？成为上帝的仆人。当你成为上帝仆人的时候，你才能成为弟兄姐妹的仆人，你才能服侍别人，帮助别人，爱别人。
What do we do use the freedom that God has given us? We become servants of God in that freedom, and so then we can serve one another to love them, to serve them, and for their well-being.
你看看我们中间的每次吃饭的时候，在后面帮你准备饭菜的那些弟兄姐妹，他们就是你的仆人，他们在服侍你。为什么服侍你？因为他先成为上帝的仆人，他甘心情愿的来服侍你。
So each Sunday when lunch is served, we look at our brothers and sisters who are busy in the kitchen. Who are they? They are your servants. And why do they want to serve you? Because they are God's servants first.
以前毛主席说为人民服务，你要为真正的人民服务，你先要为上帝服务，你才有力量，才有目标去使用你的自由来帮助别人。
毛泽东 used to command everyone to serve the people, but before you can serve people, you have to serve God.
我们常常说，哎呀，特蕾莎修女真伟大，一生在服侍那些穷人、生病的人、可怜的人、被弃绝的人。为什么？因为她先成为上帝的仆人，用她的自由来侍奉上帝，所以她才有力量用自由来帮助那些苦难中的人。
Look at Mother Teresa. We all think of her as a remarkable woman who has given so much to the poor. And yet, she used her freedom to choose to become a servant of God first, so that she had the freedom to serve the poor and the needy.
最后，我要弟兄姐妹再回到约翰福音第八章三十一节、三十二节。
So let's
有圣经的人可以打开圣经。
Let's return, open the Bible and return to the book of John, chapter 8, verse 31 to 32.
嗯，请大家注意这儿的话哈，你们若常遵守我的道，这儿注意遵守，我刚才讲的遵守就是住在道中的意思，待在道中，不离开那个道，就是我的，真是我的门徒了。真门徒有个条件，就是住在神道中。
Verse 31 says, If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. So to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ, there is a requirement, and that is a constant abiding in his word.
住在神的道中有个结果，你成为主的门徒有个结果，那就晓得真理，你认识了耶稣，认识了福音。认识福音不是靠你大脑，完全靠你大脑的，而是你遵守神的道，你才明白什么是真理。
And the result of abiding in the word of God is that you will know the truth. And knowing the truth is not just knowing it intellectually, but it is to obey the word of God.
就像你从来没有爱过别人，你永远不懂什么叫爱，除非你真爱过别人，才懂什么叫爱。同样的道理。
It's just as if you never loved anyone, you do not know what love is.It's only when you have loved, then you know what love is.
你真是遵守神的道，你就懂什么叫真理。真理带来一个结果，让你得自由。
So to know the truth, you must obey the truth, which is the word of God. And the result of knowing and obeying the truth is that the truth will set you free.
所以弟兄姐妹问自己，我还没有自由，我问自己，是不是我遵守主的道？是不是主的真的门徒？是不是真认识了真理？
So if you felt that you are not truly free yet, then ask yourself the question, are you abiding in the word of God? Have you known the truth? And has the truth set you free?
好，最后请弟兄姐妹，我们一起来把这段经文读一遍，好吗？三十一节、三十二节。
So let's read together verses 31 and 32.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理。真理让你们得以自由。好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你，因为你开我们的眼睛，让我们知道我们是在你里头是一个自由的人。
Dear God, we thank you because you have opened the eyes of our hearts so that we know that we are free men in you.
求你的灵在我们里头释放我们，让我们摆脱情欲的捆绑，摆脱野心的捆绑，摆脱虚荣的捆绑，摆脱不诚实的捆绑。
And we ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit may be with us and abide in us and set us free from dishonesty, from vainglory, from lusts and ambitions.
主啊，无论在什么境遇当中，求你帮助我们外在有自由，而让我们里头也有自由。
Lord, that whatever circumstances we may be in, we askthat if you're willing, grant us external freedom, but above all, that internally we may be free as well.
主，当你给我们自由的时候，主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们用自由来侍奉你，成为你的仆人，让我们用你给我们的自由来彼此服侍。
And Lord, when we are given freedom from you, Lord, we ask that you enable us to use our freedom to serve you and serve one another.
主，我也帮我们中间有需要的弟兄姐妹， 带到你的面前。主，我们为雅春的妈妈祷告，为文君的母亲祷告，也为建华的母亲祷告。主，求你恩待他们，开他们的心，也医治他们。
And Lord, we also lift up to you the brothers and sisters among us. We pray for the mothers of Wenjun, Jianhua, and Yajing, Yaqing. And we pray, Lord, that you will be with them, open the eyes of their hearts, and also heal their body.
主啊，我们特别还为杰春的父亲祷告，他在医院当中，主啊，求你恩待他，他还没有认识你，主你开他的心，让你的真光照亮他的内心。
And we pray for the father of Jie Qing and that he is in the hospital right now and he does not yet know you. We pray, Lord, that you will open his heart and that the light of your truth will shine in his heart.
主，生命是出于你，你赐下生命，你也能释放生命，也能给生命摆脱疾病的自由。
Lord, life comes from you. And as you have given us life, you can also set the life free and you can also bring healings to the life.
主啊，通过他生病，主给他有机会能听到你的福音，让你的福音释放他。
Lord, we ask that you will use his illness as an opportunity for him to heed your gospel and that you will set him free.
主，我们特别为李飞姐妹祷告，她很快要离开我们这儿去Georgia。主，你看顾她，你保守她，你一路引导她。
And Lord, we also pray for Sister Li Fei.That as we are sending her off to Georgia, that you will watch over her and you will lead her in your ways.
无论在什么境遇当中，主啊，你的灵在她里头提醒她，不要向左，也不要偏向右，这是正路，应当行在其间。
And we ask that whatever may befall upon her ways, Lord, that you will keep her to walk in your path, not turning to the left nor to the right.
主，我们中间还有很多无声的祷告，主，求你垂听众弟兄姐妹无声的祷告，恩待弟兄姐妹，让他们常常活在你的道中。
And Lord, we also, you know that there are also many other prayers among us. We ask, Lord, even though they are not spoken right now, but you know the prayers and you will answer, and you will watch over us that we may abide in your word.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.